Unemployment is at a record high across the country, but one social media platform is looking to help. LinkedIn will now be letting job seekers add the most humiliating things they're willing to endure in order to stay employed. We'll talk more about how you can use the new feature to make yourself seem groveling and easy to manipulate so you can finally land that dream job you so desperately crave. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. If you think you know more about today's news than I do, well, then you're wrong. Unless you've already heard this episode and are listening again, then we know exactly the same amount. Either way, stay with us.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
A quick story before we begin. When I was hired as host of The Topical, the producers invited me to audition. I sat outside the audition room for what seemed like forever. I was so nervous and I couldn't stop vomiting in the purse of this woman next to me. Finally, the producers brought me in. They said, "We need to hear that you have what it takes. We need to hear how your words sound." So, all I had to do was recite every single word in the English language. 900,000 words and 289 hours later, I had the gig. I bring this up because today we're talking about jobs and how one online service is helping job seekers to get a leg up in a tough hiring environment. LinkedIn announced this week that users searching for jobs on their website can now add the most humiliating things they're willing to endure in the workplace to help them stick out to potential employers. For more on this new feature and how it could potentially help you, we're joined by Chief Jobs Correspondent Rebecca Neal. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Leslie.
Rebecca, what brought about this new development?
Well, there's a lot more competition now for jobs as people try to find employment again amidst the coronavirus pandemic. So people need to find a way to get a leg up. Instead of highlighting your previous experience or college degree, users can now stand out in the crowd by pointing out how they'd be willing to work 80-hour work weeks with no overtime pay and never complain about unsafe working conditions.
Yeah, there's no better way to let a potential employer know how willing you are to dehumanize yourself for a paycheck, even a shitty paycheck, than to put it out in the public for everyone to see.
Right, and that's exactly why LinkedIn thinks that this new feature will work. Here's LinkedIn spokesperson Tucker Johnston.
LinkedIn strives to be a one-stop shop for employers to find qualified applicants who will be the right fit for their company. Our skills section and previous employment section helped employers find potential candidates, but it still left employers trying to parse whether someone saying they have sales experience meant they're willing to be screamed at on a daily basis for failing to hit impossible sales goals, or whether someone claiming that they can juggle multiple responsibilities actually means that they won't go to HR if their boss calls at midnight demanding some obscure metrics.
Has it worked so far?
LinkedIn said they were already hearing from hiring departments at many Fortune 500 companies praising them for streamlining the process of finding the most desperate applicants. I spoke to Larry Bowden, a senior human resources officer at the drug distributor McKesson, about the positive effects the new LinkedIn feature is having.
It's so much easier now to find people when they're upfront and honest about the exploitation they're willing to go through for even a basic entry-level job. It's that extra little something, you know? We used to have to go through stacks of cover letters and resumes of people to infer how much suffering and humiliation they were willing to take. But with this, it's just one quick list right in front of you.
It seems that this was what hiring companies have been looking for all along.
Right. Your willingness to be stripped of every ounce of your personal worth is all we ever really cared about anyway. You can always show people how to use a new piece of software, but being willing to endure psychological abuse, or the wandering eye of a supervisor while the promise of a raise someday is dangled in front of you for years on end, that's a quality you just can't teach.
Clearly, it's already having a positive effect.
It really has. On top of this new feature, LinkedIn also added a section that allows former bosses and colleagues to endorse the specific types of debasement users were willing to put up with at their past jobs.
What's been some of the top endorsements?
"Really walk all over her" is a popular one, as well as "let me call her by the wrong name for 7 years.
I'm looking through LinkedIn now. Seems like the job applicants are really taking to this as a way to stand out. Here's one new blog post. 6 tips for your LinkedIn profile to show potential employers that you are meat, you are lower than dirt, you are slurry for the churn of profit. Bookmark that one for later. Now, Rebecca, I understand that you put this new feature to the test.
That's right, Leslie. I wanted to show our listeners firsthand what the new feature is like, so I recorded myself checking off humiliations I'd be willing to endure for a job from LinkedIn's convenient drop-down menu. Here's that recording from my home earlier today.
Let's see. Willing to be berated by a senior representative for something that's not my fault? Check. Willing to work at a company where women make less than men? Sure, as long as they assure me I'm being considered for a raise after 6 months, but don't actually mean it. And then, let's see, experience section. 4 to 5 years experience of being bullied by coworkers and not reporting it to HR? I'm solid there. And how much experience letting my work life erode any and all boundaries with my personal life and make my job my complete priority to the detriment of my own physical health and sanity? At least a decade. Cool. Well, I feel like I did pretty good here, and... oh, hey, look at that! Job offer from Facebook already.
Oh, wow, that was fast.
Yeah, it really was.
Did you take the job?
Well, upper management caught wind of my responses on LinkedIn and told me they had no idea how much humiliation I'd be willing to endure for a job. So they cut my salary in half and eliminated my health insurance.
But hey, at least you still have a job at a fun company that offers you free pizza every now and then.
Exactly.
Thanks for the report, Rebecca. That's OPR's Rebecca Neal. We'll be back right after this.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No, nothing. No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
Not to rub it in too bad for all you laid-off losers, but I personally love my job so much that even if there was no more news today, I'd probably just make something up to say here anyway. Because reading the news is just that much goddamn fun. So here's what else you need to know today. Members of the CDC were reportedly very frustrated today that they once again had to formally recommend wearing pants in public. Top health officials all kind of hoped that went without saying at this point, and were hopeful that this time everyone took the goddamn hints so they could get back to some more pressing matters. And police in New York are defending their use of non-lethal rubber tires on protesters today. Many critics have pointed out that the use of these quote-unquote non-lethal weapons can still inflict serious injury when used to run over a person. But the NYPD is insisting that the use of these tires is both a necessary de-escalating tactic and far preferable to the alternative of being shot in the face. And for anyone who thinks these protests happening around the country aren't having an effect, you may want to think again, as Democratic leaders in Washington announced today that they've learned the words systemic racism. DNC officials, as well as Democratic lawmakers in the House and Senate, were reportedly very happy to learn the new words and couldn't wait to find out what they mean. And that'll do it for The Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. And if you didn't like it, well, then the joke's on you because you just listened to the whole damn thing. See you tomorrow, stupid.